Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight. Open mic. Pick your own subject. Well, you know, all different kinds of subjects. Did you hear about the big dispute lately between Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Fossey, or Fossey, whatever, however you want to pronounce it. Some pronounce it Fossey. I mean, that's probably the wrong pronunciation. Anyway, Dr. Fossey called Senator Paul a liar, and Paul said, "I'm not lying. You're the one who's lying." Now, you know they gave the money to China for those animals over there in the lab, and that somebody came along and opened up that lab, let those animals out, and that's how the virus started spreading. You know that, doctor. That's a lie, Senator. And the only one lying around here is you. So, well, your guess is as good as mine. Who's telling the truth? And who's lying? You know what? We'll never know. So you got to draw your own conclusion. That's why I say figure it out on your own, you know. Fortify the immune system. And now there's a lot of talk about how the vaccinated people are coming down with the virus. Well, I hope it's not true. I don't want to see people get sick, you know. But anybody can get a virus. The idea is to get it and to have your body throw it off, get a mild version of it. That's the whole thing. All right. Inner Sight, open mic, and I heard that the stock market was down yesterday, but today it went back up. So a lot of people are happy about that. And a lot of these companies are getting together and trying to do things together lately. Well, that's what Inner Sight says. These agencies for the disabled, we ought to get together and get this American Disability Act amended and get enforcement and make it so that people are protected. Now, we who are disabled, and we've said this before, and we put it up on Eyewitness News, we who are disabled have a harder time, because how can we believe a government who has no regard for our safety? The Disability Act does not protect us the way it should. There's no protection at the scene when something happens. The law doesn't protect you. I found that out. It's been 5 years now, and that arbitration stuff is a big joke. Didn't do anything. I'll never go through that again, I'll tell you that. So you can't believe in a government that much that puts out a law that doesn't protect you. Got to be changed. And we hope that one of the politicians is going to see that and do something about it. For the sake of all the people, not just the disabled. If there was more enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act, a lot more people would have jobs and pay taxes, and that would help people who have the burden of a lot of financing. So we ought to get together with these other agencies. We invite them. We continuously invite them. Let's get together and figure out how we can solve this problem and raise money to help people. Put a lobby in Washington so that we can't lose our disability money. That would give people more of an incentive to want to go to work. If you knew that if you got a little job, no matter what job you got, you couldn't lose your disability, that would be more of an incentive, in my mind, to go to work. President should do it. He has it in his power to do it. See, that's the thing. The American Disability Act doesn't have any power. I saw that yesterday. We're in this arbitration in the court. My lawyer had no leverage over these people, and all they did was make it worse. The guy who wouldn't let me in that accessor ride, bad enough.
Right.
But he was easier to deal with than the arbitration in the court because he was right there. But he was bad enough. But then these people in the court and the arbitrator, they made it worse.
Yeah, I would say.
They made the damn thing worse than it was.
Yeah, because you didn't have an opportunity to sit down and say, hey, this is what the guy really did. You weren't there. You know, that to me is really egregious.
Oh, they knew what he did. They knew what he did. So
they didn't think it was wrong. That's the bad part right there.
They admitted it was wrong, but they didn't do a damn thing about it.
Exactly. That's a problem.
They wouldn't settle with us.
No.
And there's no law. And I even put it out there. I said, if you really want to help us, why don't you help us, you know, give us a settlement and help us do something about this ADA? They don't want to hear that.
Yeah, they don't.
So there's no power behind this American Disability Act. Don't count on it.
No,
believe
I wouldn't.
It doesn't do a damn thing. And tomorrow night we'll tell you why, some of the biggest reasons why people are neglected in nursing homes. That's tomorrow night's show.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Open mic around the world. If you call in, turn down your radio, television, whatever you got.
Yeah.
And, keep it clean. All right. 213-816-1650. Open mic brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. The little bear. Yeah, the Akita. Adopt an Akita. Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. All right. Kennedy Realty.
Yeah, my friend Kennedy.
Kennedy Realty at 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. You got the Able News over there?
Yeah, I do. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads. They also have a where you can get you could register for a free submit for registration for free, and you'll get the actual publication to your email and stuff like that. So go to ablenews.com to do that free registration. All right, back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Don't forget, we got two petitions, one on a nursing home, one on the service dog schools, change.org. And by tomorrow night, we hope to have the nursing home one amended.
Yes.
Because we want everyone to know that the American Disability Act does not protect you when you're in a nursing home, and it doesn't protect you from going into a nursing home.
That's right.
Very important piece of information that you never hear people talk about. So we hope that that will, if you can get that in by tomorrow night for the show.
That would be good. I've had that number.
What? I can't hear you. You're all muffled.
I said I would probably have that. That shouldn't be a problem.
All right. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Corey, Avante, Ollie, and little Tommy, and, of course, little baby Royal. And go an extra mile for a child. All right. Was that baby's name Royal or Royalty?
Royalty.
Baby Royalty. All right.
So
go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starved on Long Island. They can help. 631-484-3085. If you're disabled and you have trouble traveling to Gary to get the food, let him know. He can sometimes bring it to you.
Yeah.
So you dial 631-484-3085. Nobody saw
something about Gary. I
need to
mention when you're done.
What?
I have something to mention about Gary when you're done.
About Gary. All right.
It's nothing bad.
Dog food, dog food, cat food, and the medical. All right.
Go for it? Okay. I noticed online he made a video of all the dog food that he has, and he doesn't have too much cat food, and he was saying something about that. So if anybody would be has a lot of cat food and it's still and it's not expired and stuff like that, but good cat food or even prescription cat food, you know, that they want to donate, contact Gary. I noticed that he definitely needed cat food. I know he has dog food, but see also whoever needs it, see what he has, because he has plenty of it right now. I mean, sometimes that flips back to the he has plenty of cat food and not enough dog food. So just, you know, give him a call if you really need either.
All right.
All right, that's all I have a message. Yeah, he needs a little more cat food.
Oh, maybe one of these pet companies will step up and
that's
donate
what I'm saying.
A dozen cases.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, again, that number of Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Truro Law Center, Ice Lip Cleaners, and some of the people that have helped us in the past on Inner Sight. And Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight number.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, we remind you, if you'd like to match the $2,000 donation from Suffolk Bus Corp, we would greatly appreciate that. We can offer you publicity, not only on this show, on the cable show, on the new YouTube that we're working on.
Yeah.
And also try to get your business written up in the local news.
That'd be
so
good.
Anybody out there who's so inclined to help InterSight, one of the biggest things that we are attempting to do is to modify the American Disability Act and get the Congress to wake up on it so that people are more protected. The way it is now, we have no protection at all. So that's one of the things that you would be contributing to. And your business would be known for that.
Definitely.
All right, InterSight, around the world, open mic at 213-816-1650. And isn't it interesting in this government of ours? You hear all, I heard today that somebody who worked for Trump got arrested today.
When was that? Today?
You know, some guy who, I forget his name, but did the, worked on the campaign fundraising or whatever it was.
Oh, wow.
You know. So, you don't know who to trust.
I don't trust
sides.
Anybody, I'll tell you the truth. It's
you know,
terrible, though.
You got both sides.
I know.
As we said at the outset, this guy, this Senator Paul and Fossey are accusing each other of lying. You know?
You did it, you did it. I can't imagine that.
So the guy gets arrested. Giuliani got suspended from legal practice.
Oh, my. He did? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So you don't know
that
who to believe.
That says a lot right there. He was a district attorney, you know. He was for New York. And then he became a mayor. And then after that, it was all downhill once he started with Trump. I mean, every single one of them, in my opinion, happens to have dirty, you know, blood on their hands and stains. Every single one of them. I don't trust every single one of them. There's not one who's come up to me and fulfilled what I've been able to ask them to do. And that's just it. They have to have some sort of political agenda attached to it. Otherwise, they won't.
Well, politicians need to start changing the way they do things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
That's right.
They don't serve. They don't serve the people. They serve the money.
That's right.
That's the problem, politicians. Mm-hmm. If you don't have money, they're not going to listen to you.
It's the truth. So sad.
So there's the whole concept of how this whole thing works. I said many, many times, and I'll say it again. If a person is very wealthy, and most of these people who run for president of the United States are very wealthy, if they're
mm-hmm.
very wealthy and they want to be president,
mm-hmm.
instead of just taking in all that money to buy mm-hmm. a radio time and television time, which is very expensive, they ought to
yes,
take in that money and demonstrate how they're going to help people.
That's right.
That money should be used that way, whether they win or not, at least
they
help somebody.
People. That's right.
That's
you're
how,
right. 1,000%.
That's what they should do with that money. The hell,
somebody
you don't need television time or radio time. When you're running for president, the newspapers are going to pick you up all every day, especially if you got money.
Ironic? You want to hear something weird and ironic? Somebody told me this, and it really bothered me. And I'm going to tell this person off when I get to see them again. They said to me, when have you become so needy on money? Boy, oh boy, is that a jam-packed statement. And I was really upset.
What do you mean needy?
When
everybody's needy of money.
Yeah. When have I become so needy on money? Meaning that when have I stooped so low to get or ask for money. Oh, well, I haven't got anything. That's why I'm stooping low. You know, I have no problems with stooping low when I haven't got any money to live on off of basic stuff.
Where have
you know,
I need money? I don't understand what that observation is.
Well, that
what, the
is
person
like
who said
the
that,
same,
the person, hold it. The person who said okay. that to you doesn't need money?
They could work.
Huh?
That's the difference. They could work.
They could work.
I never saw you ask for money in that manner and then, you know, not pull yourself together and work.
Well, they could work. Are they disabled?
Partially, in a way.
Well, then they're luckier than most disabled people.
That's right. She's nowhere near disabled as me. She could still do her daily functions. She got into
Everybody needs money. The point is, the money that's there, the way you should explain this to people, the money that's there to help us is not being used properly. And it's not
that's
under
true.
Our supervision.
Exactly.
That's why we need
and she
money.
Didn't understand that, no matter what I said.
Well, then that's her problem.
No, she just didn't want to recognize, number one, that she too has a disability, and she does. And number three, you know, I just wasn't going to sit down and argue a point. I just said, yeah, maybe you're
well,
right.
Everybody's different. Everybody's an individual. She may have a disability, but she may not be as sick as the next person with a disability.
Right. That's true.
Or she may not be taking drugs, you know, that brings that person down to that level who may not be able to work because of that.
Yeah.
How many people have disabilities and they've been given these drugs and it makes them into such a state that they can't work because
that's
of the damn drugs?
That's what's happening to me in a sense because the medicine that I'm taking, I'm afraid that I won't be able to remember the stuff that I went to school for or the stuff that I was doing before. And I'll be sitting there talking to somebody on the
you,
phone.
It's not only you. It's millions of other people in the same situation.
Yeah. And then, okay, so I say I throw out that pill. Okay, so what do I live with? Super amounts of pain? That's as if somebody put a sharp knife in the top of my head and throughout my whole body? Is that livable? Seriously. What do you live with? You know, you can meditate all day you want. But let me say something.
Oh, you
got to
do something about that. I tell you, you got to get to the acupuncture once a week.
Yeah, I got to do that again. It was
start
helpful.
With that.
It really was.
You got to do that.
Yeah.
It's going to help.
Yeah.
You know.
That and
everybody has to take charge of their life in some way.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Anyway, open mic.
Yeah.
213-816-1650 if you want to call in and talk about create your own subject. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, hold on. Let me just look again. All right. Stay with me.
I can hardly hear you. Your phone sounds very distant for some reason tonight.
Yes. Again, Maureen.
Yeah, can you
Maureen
get closer to the phone when you talk?
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay,
you
Maureen.
You keep the phone right up against you.
Okay. Maureen and Danny. But Danny is listening.
All right. Let's take Maureen's call on open mic inner sight.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, how are you? Right.
Sounds like you're
shuffling. I can hardly hear you, Maureen.
Me
too.
How about now?
A little better.
Let me see if I put it in the charger if it's any better.
Leave it there.
Anybody here you can hear now?
No, now we lost you again. You had it.
We lost you. You had it.
I don't know. Wait, let me put it in the charger and see if it's any better. One
oh, that's
second.
Better. Don't move.
This is better again?
Yeah, just don't move.
Oh, not really. How about now?
All right. You're all right now.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So what can I say? My mom's phone's not working again, so what's new?
Oh, jeez.
And no, no. And the vaccine is going to drive me crazy if I hear any more about that crap. Go insane.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know. I can't. Once we get up there, I'm never turning on the radio again. It's going to be shut off permanently. Mech games, that'll be it. That'll be all I'll be listening.
That's it.
Other than that, forget it. Oh, I can't take it anymore. Really.
Hey, you ever watch it on TV, the actual Mets playing, and then put the radio on for the broadcast? It's awesome.
What is it? Actual what?
What we used to do with Chris and I, we used to do this with the auto racing. We would watch what was going on TV, but mute it, and then put the radio on to hear what they were saying because it was so much more exciting. It was.
Yeah. Well, nothing's
one
exciting
time.
Anymore.
Yeah, I know. But it will be once you get home.
Mm.
It will be.
Yeah, 15
to 11 minutes. Excuse me, they didn't do races on the radio, did they?
Yeah, they just had, like, it wasn't really the radio. It was on a, like, a program that Chris and I bought into.
I never heard of races on the radio.
Yeah, NASCAR website, and it was, like, on, like, the Internet. We used to get it.
Oh,
but
the
now
Internet,
we don't pay
yeah.
for that. Yeah, the Internet, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
My fault.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
Maureen, what did you hear about the vaccine today?
Well, that the Pfizer one, that was supposed to be so wonderful and was safe and had no problems, that and the Moderna. Now the Pfizer one, people are getting the COVID if they had the Pfizer shot.
Nice.
So why should people get any of them when you're going to get the virus anyway?
Yeah.
Even when, you know, come on.
And they got didn't they get that heart trouble from the Pfizer one too?
They had the heart problem. They had heart palpitations. They had inflamed hearts. They have had all different kinds of things, you know. And where did a couple weeks ago, this was like practically gone. How did it get so bad all of a sudden?
It's approaching that.
How
that
do we know
time.
It is so bad?
Well, that's it. You don't know.
Thing.
How do we know? We just know what's being
it's
said to us. We would have no idea. Sorry,
it's approaching the. You asked the question, so I'm going to try and answer it the best I could. It's approaching the time of the season when the flu picks up. So, and it's similar, and it's the way in which it reacts, they're saying. And so. What I would suggest is maybe we should work on the freaking immune system, and maybe that will knock everything out since it's a virus, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's such craziness.
The vaccine tears down the immune. All those people who got the vaccine, it tears down your immune system. It doesn't help it.
Mm-hmm. They should just let people live, get the masks, get all the other garbage, and let people go on living because this will just have to die itself out like all other viruses have done in the past. And if maybe,
the
you know, we have
to pray. Is that
I should pay attention.
Like,
pay
say,
more attention to doctors who know about the immune system and how this
exactly. Well, the only thing that worries me, do you know how, like, Ebola and all those other really, you know, very scary type of, you know, viruses and bacterial infections really just spread, the bubonic plague, all of that. And I just don't want it to be there. That's the thing that scares me the most, you know?
Yeah, but Ebola was around a few years ago, and that died down.
Yeah,
no. I mean,
still around.
Spread all over.
It's still around. It's not been eradicated. know. It's still around to this day. It hasn't been eradicated. Maybe in our country, yes. But in Africa, no, in other...
Speaking of our country, what's going on in the... I mean, when this all started last year, Italy was really hit hard, remember?
Yeah,
Italy and Spain. So what's going on with them? All we ever hear is fear. Are they getting an uptick or what? I mean, why do we... What's going on in Mexico? We're attached to Mexico.
I think they blocked anybody from coming in and coming out, and that's why they're doing better, and they're not saying anything about it. That's just my opinion.
Mexico has a lot of fiesta.
Yeah.
Well, we can't keep people out because that would ruin our economy. You know, money comes first in this country. Money is the bond here.
And they're saying, okay, if you survive this, you'll survive anything. So you're worth, you get this part right here, you're worth staying with us and working on everything if you survive this.
Well, didn't you hear that decision the other day by the judge from the court?
Yeah.
To Biden, he said,
yeah,
you got to stop signing these applications to let people in here. You can't keep doing that.
Yeah,
and
that's
he told
right.
them to stop it.
Yeah.
We're letting these people in. They're not checked, all of them, if any of them are. Who knows? They come in,
no,
they're put in all different parts of the country. You know, maybe that's why there's this uptick. Joey, could that be the reason why? What has this guy done since he's been in except make a mess of the whole country?
You know, I don't like any of them. You can't get me to agree anything because I really don't like any of them because they've all BS'd their way through.
Every single one of them. First we had this virus, then, which of course this country helped fund that lab. Maybe that should have been the first thing. That shouldn't have been.
Yeah, that's true.
That might have been the start, you know. So they knew what was going on. And when he lied, Fauci, at the beginning and said it wasn't going to come here and we didn't have to wear masks because that would make it worse and blah, 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 blah.
He was already here when he was saying all that. I was already here.
Wait, say it again?
It was already here when he was saying all that. That was bull right there. It was already in our country. If somebody for like, say, 5 hours can fly from England where they said it was and then come over to New York and do the devastating, you know, quick heat and everybody gets sick, right, then that means everybody was here. That's bull. What didn't quite happen the way in which, you know, our governor said, in my opinion anyway, it didn't happen that way completely. It happened somewhat the way he said it, but not all. You know, I don't think it's 100% that way.
Well, England, I think, is banning us from going there. They're telling Americans not to go.
Yeah, they're telling us not to go back and forth, both of them. We're banned and they're banned, so... Hopefully that
The government didn't. The government didn't seem to learn much. They're still letting people suffer and stay in the nursing homes where they're more vulnerable to catch pneumonia and a virus. They're not getting. They're still not getting them out.
Nope. And it breaks my heart that my mother died with that. My mother didn't die with COVID, but she died with a broken heart, not being able to see me or be with me or anything. And then she was so vulnerable at that point. She caught, you know, whatever infection was floating around because the other people were weak, you know, who had COVID or whatever on her floor, if they were. Well, I think they were closed down. You know, I was allowed in, you know, just because I had and I had to be fully gowned from the doorway. Yeah. Not all the way next to the room, from the doorway of the nursing home. I had to be fully gowned.
Right.
So.
Well, now they want the hospital workers and all to be tested once a week. I thought they were being tested once a week.
There's so many.
Are they supposed to be?
Yeah, they should be. But guess what? I think there's so many loopholes in what is happening in New York and all over the U.S. Mm. that it doesn't quite, they should be just a plain federal stance. That's all. Mm. And it makes it simple. One simple thing. And that's it.
Right.
You know, it shouldn't change.
It shouldn't change.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if it should be federal. I don't trust the federal government with my house.
Do you trust the state just as much?
That's for sure.
I don't trust the state either, Frank. Look what happened.
When
they head the
on down.
I don't trust the state nor the federal. If you're gonna do something, you might as well do it the same all over the country. Serious about that statement. And I think they should.
They need to get better people involved in fighting this virus. That's what the bottom line is.
And they have to tell the truth. I know that's a word that's foreign to them, the truth, but they have to start telling the truth and stop lying to us.
Yeah.
I know that's foreign.
They'll never
to them,
do that.
Like I say, we still don't know what happened with the Kennedy assassination how many years ago. There's still questions about that. WA 800. We'll never know the true story behind this.
And the funny thing is it all came from the same direction. It's so sad, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
The bullet came from the same direction of all these people where they were standing, so you couldn't tell who actually did it.
Right.
People know.
Right.
They know. They're just not saying it.
Mhm. Now we never find out.
I bet the FBI and the CIA know. They do.
Of course. Mhm. It's just very sad that they don't even care about killing people or making people sick separating people or, you know.
Nope.
They don't care. That's the sad part. You know.
They don't care about anybody's lives. They really don't. Because I was
really
saying this all the way from the beginning of the COVID pandemic started, get my mother out of the nursing home. Do you know how long I was saying that? And now I feel like sending him a bill of the nursing home and sending him the bill of my funeral, my mom's funeral. Because he was responsible for that.
Yeah, exactly. It's the truth. No, you really should.
But I don't know if I'll have a leg to stand on, honestly. Really. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't send it to him.
You're better off spending your time taking care of your health.
Yeah, I am.
All right. In a sight, open mic 213-816-1650. And Maureen, anything else on the open mic?
No, it's just such a shame, too. They spend, you know, time writing books and making money and profiting off people's deaths and, horror situation that we've been going through, and they're writing books.
Are the Mets
playing
tonight?
Yes, they are. Last night they won in 11 innings, 15 to 11.
Who are they playing tonight?
They're playing the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds.
Oh, cool.
Oh, they're in Ohio?
Yes.
That's cool.
All right,
you Mets fans out there, send in a site $5.
$5?
Exactly.
Mets
fans. $5 from
you
every Mets fan.
You won't be sorry.
All right,
in
a site, we'll...
We intend to change it.
we'll move on with the show.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Thank you, Maureen.
Take care, hon. Thank
you, Maureen.
Take care,
both of you.
Bye-bye, hon.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, let's see. Television tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20. 7:30 Thursday night, Long Island. And if you go on the Google and the Internet, you can pick up one of the articles that appeared a week or so ago, Suffolk County News, Long Island Advance, and the Islip Bulletin. So the three different papers. So see if you can pick up the story and read about us and what we're trying to accomplish within a site. And if you have a business or you know someone who has a business, We're trying to match a $2,000 gift from Suffolk Bus Corp. And we'd be happy to publicize your company. All right, in sight, open mic. Tomorrow night's show will tell you why people are neglected in nursing homes, even though the money's there to help them. So that's tomorrow night. Thursday night, we're going to talk about the American Disability Act. Next Monday is the anniversary of that act. Thursday night show, the American Disability Act should allow us to pursue happiness and peace, and it doesn't.
It's more
in the way than it is giving us freedom. So we'll talk about that Thursday night. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. You want to call in 213-816-1650. You can talk about whatever you want. And it was said on the Facebook, and they said they're gonna take off a lot of people comments who are not agreeing with the government about the vaccination. Well, you know, that makes sense for the government to do that. You know, they don't want us to have another view.
That's,
I mean, look at what we have to go through with the American Disability Act. They're doing the same thing to us. They don't want us to have another view. They want us to be stuck with what they created, and it doesn't do a damn thing to help us. So it's the same thing.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter, because people can still pursue their health. And remember, everybody's an individual. That's the thing.
Yep.
What works for one doesn't necessarily work for another. That's what's wrong with this system. There's no individuality being recognized. So, Inner Sight believes in individuality, especially when you're disabled. Everyone is an individual. Some people can do things better than others. Some people can't. Don't forget about individuality.
No. I mean, that's from Tamir right there.
I can't hear you. I can hardly hear you sound like
that's
you're
right there.
Miles away.
All right.
Why don't you hang up and dial back in? Maybe that would help.
I
redial
did something with the
thing.
Phone. Is that better?
No, redial the
is
whole thing.
Is it better?
See if it helps.
Oh, okay.
Clear your line. And. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And at 213-816-1650. Yeah, and let's see. What else did I hear? And I listened to the CNBC News. That's the only thing I can get on the phone, as far as I know. So they give you a lot of the business stuff. And I tell you, a lot of these, this one guy, billionaire, started a space company, and he's selling tickets for people who want to go out of space. And they said he made $100 billion selling these tickets. You know, what a waste! I mean, what's the point of it? How does that help people? You know, they want to go out of space. They can't even take care of things over here. And who knows what you're going to bring back from outer space? Or who are you going to bring back, for that matter?
Any aliens, weird.
So you got people that are weird and eccentric, and I think they're wasting a lot of resources and a lot of money.
Going to be
closer if they're ever going to make it home.
And then what kind of chemistry and pollutants strike the atmosphere when you set these rocket ships off? And how does that affect the environment and all that, you know? The pollutants.
That's very true.
And then as stuff falls in the ocean and... I don't think people should be allowed to do that.
To go out of space?
Spend all that money to go out of space like that. I think I think the money should be spent helping the Earth.
Ridiculous. They ruin the Earth and then they want to go out of space. That's what they want to do, you know?
They what?
They ruin the Earth, and that's what they want to do after that. Let's go out of space.
Oh, so now,
since we started, the whole world, I should say, ever since the virus started, people have been saying, oh, wow, our air is looking good, this is looking that. Yeah, because you left your car alone and you just sat home for all that time. Everything should be looking better, you know. I find it funny that people are even saying those remarks. You know, don't you realize that
people
home,
are eating
you
what?
Know?
I can't. There you go. Your phone is far away.
Well,
what are people eating?
No. I said people are saying that. You know that since they've been home, things are looking better and stuff like that with their. You know, like not driving in and it's not as polluted and stuff like that. Well, why are they
I don't understand.
Like
what do you mean since they've been home?
Since COVID hit, all of a sudden people are realizing that there was a ton of pollution from all the cars before COVID. You know, people are realizing how much there was pollution. You know, out there because it's brighter, it's clearer now. You can see, you know, different things that you weren't able to see before. You know, because
they were keeping everything clean. Now they have appeared to stop that.
That's right.
I don't know why they should have continued that.
Yes, they should have.
You know? I mean, that helps. You know, cuts down on the. Bacteria and it kills
pollution,
some viral germs and all that. So
that should continue.
They should resume that.
Well, you know why? I told you just now. They think the end of COVID is the vaccine and its nature. I don't know or why that went into their thick heads. It's not the end.
That's because
COVID.
They have the mentality. That these medical professions taught them.
Right.
Most people look to the medical profession to cure them and that they're going to come up with something where they're going to live forever.
They don't
never
cure.
Happen.
They just put a Band-Aid on it until there's time to, and if they do find a cure, you know what happens? All the agencies and all the people don't make money anymore. So what happens is that they either kill the person because they have a nice cure for it, or it's not funded. And you'd rather be in the not funded department because you don't get killed off for knowing the answer. Seriously, that's how I feel about it. You know, why isn't there a cure for cancer or diabetes or all these major illnesses? It probably came on the table and it was shot down. And if you didn't,
because they have to cure the earth
off.
First,
right? All of that
before
too.
They can cure the person.
Well, I don't think it's
that's a big reason why.
Well, it is a big reason, but I think also
sure.
They have to get the mentality different. They have to say now, listen, we're used to doing it this way, but we should be open to everybody's opinions. Hello, you know. That's the simple part. The rest, you just have to.
The answer for every illness is in the earth.
Yeah,
and
I was.
They've distorted that. They've ruined that. They polluted that.
They polluted that big time.
That's one of the major reasons why you have all these conditions and viruses and everything else.
Yeah.
Because people
when
are too greedy.
At,
they didn't care about the earth.
When I look at all of my conditions and what the underlying information, when they wrote the diagnosis code on my record, and then I look. And I see it says autoimmune.
Well, it's not only you, it's everybody.
Yeah, well, just I'm giving you an example as me. For example, diabetes comes from an autoimmune source, but I have diabetes, but, you know, and nobody's, you know, gone in and done anything about that. And I can list that for a whole bunch of things I have. I'm not going to go into great detail on everything. I have a thyroid that doesn't work right, but it says with the way in which it says it on the report, it's from an autoimmune source. Everything that I look at that's written on my blood or and anything else comes from an autoimmune source. Autoimmunity.
Yeah, but they're using people like you to make money.
They
instead sure of see what should be should be is. A person should be able to go out into their garden, pick what they need and eat that, and then you wouldn't have any of this stuff.
Right.
But they've polluted the earth so damn much that you can't do that.
I was thinking I'm making a greenhouse.
That's what's wrong with
I'm
the
not
whole
kidding.
Thing.
I was thinking of making a greenhouse. I don't know if it...
Oh, yeah, but
it,
the problem is bigger than that. It's not just a greenhouse.
Yeah.
It's the
you
whole...
You have to make
the
soil.
Whole,
the soil,
the whole
water,
place.
Everything
it's
just
the
right,
whole planet.
You know. Yeah, no.
You know?
My
mean,
father,
you know,
years
you
ago...
You can do things to keep you alive. My grandpa lived to be over 100 because he believed in certain things.
Yeah.
You know?
My father did not have one pesticide in his garden. He did not have one anything that would affect us as a family. He was completely organic. So I know, and I also know how he did that. He used to get his chemistry. It came with like a chemistry kit. And he would put the dirt in this chemistry kit. It was cute. And then... it had these different things that would say if it was too high in this acid or too low in this thing and this nutrient, and he would then put only what was needed in the earth, and it was usually a natural source. He would not get it by something that was not natural. He would put it in from a natural source. This organic gardening would tell you the natural sources, and you could get them. I just found it really interesting, and I said to myself when I was younger, oh, maybe I'll get a chance to do some organic gardening. I never got that chance.
Yeah,
I
but the government doesn't
do
believe
that.
In that. They don't want people to have that.
Instead, they price everything organic through the roof when you want to buy it. You shouldn't have to pay that much money. It should be that should be the standard, and the other should be the non-standard item, the one that's not organic.
They gotta,
the one
they
that
gotta
you put GMOs in.
Fix the earth, and they're not.
Yeah, they're
you
not.
Know.
Yeah.
They're making it worse.
Yes, they are.
All right,
they're
in the site, open
like
mic. 213-816-1650 on the open mic, and talk about whatever
we don't
you
have
want.
Another
Let's call. Tomorrow night is... why the nursing homes, why people in the nursing homes are neglected. Thursday night we'll tell you about the ADA, how it's really anti-American. I think I'm going to alter that title. ADA, anti-American.
It sure is.
All right. And
it's
Friday we got the funnies.
Right?
Yeah, Friday we got the funnies. And we're going to tell you about Red Fox with Grady with the Houdini coffin. And that's connected to the...
excuse me.
To the virus situation, too. We'll explain that on Friday. Louis will be... Is Louis on the line?
Let me check.
All right. In a sight. Louis will be here Friday.
No. No.
All right. Louis usually calls in, but he probably forgot.
Skipped it. He did.
Well, that's the schedule.
Probably watching the game.
Yeah, it's the schedule for the week. And if anybody would like to be on the program, drop us an email. No attachments. InnerSight@pmpmail.com. Or call the InnerSight number, 631-224-3090. And I want to thank the party who sent me the email about trying to make money with the podcast. I hope that you can open. I answered you. I don't know if you listened to the show, but I hope that you can open my email.
Yeah.
All right. InnerSight.
Frank, I got into the inbox, but I couldn't get into all the email section. It just was still slowly going, you know, like, very badly, slowly. So I'm going to go in a different area of the house and try
to get all. You don't need all the emails. You just need the last one.
I couldn't even 32. See any of the emails. I couldn't see any of the emails. It just said error, loading page or something like that. So it said the emails, 232 emails, and then it said loading emails. And then it said, after it said loading emails, it said error loading emails. And I did that like at least four times. So I was like, okay, I'm not going crazy here. This is actually having trouble loading. So I'm going to try a different area of my house and see
if
it has better
connection. Well, can't you go
listen
to the email and hear the website and just click it on?
I don't remember Fillmore's phone number. I usually go this way. But, yeah, I can. Just do me a favor.
The guy gives you the website.
Yeah, no. Just do me a big favor. Fillmore's
anyway,
website?
Anyway, let's discuss this off the air. We don't have to.
That's what I'm saying.
Talk about it.
Call
now.
Me on my cell. All right?
All right, InnerSight.
I'll do it for you tonight.
InnerSight and... open mic. I want to thank all our listeners. And don't forget to sign our petitions, change.org. We'll be with you tomorrow night.
Okay.
Tell you why people are neglected in the nursing homes. All right.
Sadly.
InnerSight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our friends. And don't forget, if you can match our $2,000 or you know anyone who wants to contribute the part of it, whatever you can do. InnerSight, our Suzanne co-host engineer, InnerSight.
You're welcome.
And tomorrow night, 8 to 9 live around the world. So be with us, the millions and millions of people who are trapped in nursing homes are not served by the American law.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll explain that more tomorrow night. Even though the funding is there for it. Goodbye, world. InnerSight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. InnerSight.
Good night, everyone.